Would you pray with me? Gracious God, wisdom cries out to us in the pages of our scriptures, of your word that has come to us out of the ages. Help us to believe that even in our modern age, when things are so different, that they tell us a truth that we need to hear, and give us hearts and minds to recognize it as the truth and the will to follow it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. A father and his son were out walking one day when the lad asked his dad a question. Dad, how does electricity go through wires stretched between the telephone poles? I don't know, said his father. I never knew much about electricity. A few rows further on, the boy asked, what caused lightning and thunder? And that too has puzzled me, came the reply. And the youngster continued to inquire about many things, none of which the father could explain. And finally, as they were nearing home, the boy said, Dad, I hope you don't mind all those questions. Not at all, replied his father. If you don't ask, how else are you going to learn? Today, our Hebrew scripture reading talks about wisdom. In fact, much of the book of Proverbs is about wisdom. The wisdom distilled by a person throughout their life. And the importance of wisdom and where we can find it. However, if we're honest, I think most of us could say, or we do believe, that we live in a time where many people kind of think, yeah, ignorance is bliss. How often we seem to hear that phrase. I know I hear it more now than I used to. If nothing else, our Proverbs passage should disabuse us of that thought. But what is wisdom? Many today believe wisdom is what we call book learning. It's what we learn. It's the wisdom that we get when we go to school and to college and we gain knowledge. But knowledge is not wisdom. The 14th Dalai Lama, the current one, describes wisdom as experience comes first. Experience breeds wisdom, and wisdom breeds vision. But experience alone does not create wisdom. And he emphasized the need for us to process our experiences. So wisdom is not book learning. Wisdom is not about just our life experiences. But wisdom is about looking at those experiences and reflecting on them, asking the why and the who questions. Who did this, and why, and the what has happened? An anonymous person once said what the Dalai Lama said in this way, experiences come from what we have done. Wisdom comes from what we have done badly. And I find it interesting that our Proverbs passage, or in our Proverbs passage, wisdom cries out in the busy places, in the city square, in the streets, in the square or around the gate of the city. Busy places where people are interacting with each other and studying those interactions. And people who don't do that, people who don't reflect on their interactions with people, end up running roughshod over others and creating more problems either for themselves or for the other person or persons. those who see, who listen and reflect, will understand how life works, how human beings think, and be able to go through life a lot easier. Now, in our Mark passage, Peter has been following Jesus pretty much from the beginning. Well, from the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And he has not yet begun to understand the wisdom that Christ has. Jesus knew that in giving of himself to others through healing them, through teaching them, for caring for them, was a way of a good or godly life. But all Peter could seem to see was that Jesus was bringing fame to their little group. They were in demand wherever they went. Wisdom for Jesus is about the other person. Peter was still stuck in the "it's about me" frame of mind. Peter was still far from the truth. In fact, we know that Peter won't finally get the truth until after the crucifixion, at the resurrection. He was always talking and not listening. I'm reminded of one of Aesop's fables that speaks this truth. It concerned a turtle. A turtle who envied the ducks who swam in the pond where he lived. As he listened to them describe the wonders of the world that they had seen, he was filled with a great desire to travel, but being a turtle, he was unable to travel very far. Finally, two ducks offered to help him, and one of the ducks said, "We will each hold an end of a stick in our mouths. You hold the stick in the middle in your mouth, and we will carry you through the air so that you can see what we see when we fly. But be quiet, or you'll be sorry." The turtle loved the idea. He took hold of the stick, and away into the sky they went. The ducks flew above the trees and circled around the meadow. The turtle was amazed and overjoyed at his new perspective on the world. He marveled at the flowers on the hillside. But just then, a crow flew past, astonished at the sight of a turtle flying through the air carried by two ducks. And he said, "Surely this must be the king of the turtles." "Why, certain," the turtle began. But as he spoke, he lost his grip on the stick and fell to the ground below. While there are times when we need to speak out and take a stand, more frequently, we find ourselves in trouble because we talk too much. Wisdom comes from thinking, reflecting before we speak, so that our words may come from care and concern rather than just what we want, which can get us and/or someone else in hot water. And in this day and age of Me Too movement, in this day and age of hyper-politics, in this day and age of the rise of racist speech, people are not listening to the voice in the image of wisdom in the streets and the squares of our lives. People want what they want no matter what, and they don't think about the consequences of doing that. And because of that, we have women who are harassed and assaulted. We have politics playing with the lives of people of different sexual persuasions and ethnicities, playing havoc with the climate and people's health care. We have innocent, unarmed black people being killed by police officers and children still not returned to their parents after they crossed the border looking for asylum. We haven't learned the lessons of wisdom. Wisdom that says if you don't care for people, if you don't respect them, down the road, there will be problems. If you don't take care of the environment, then the environment will turn on you and create bigger problems. Genesis 1 said God gave creation in the hands of men and women, and they must take care of it. We only have one earth that we know of at this time. When we go through major hurricanes, such as the three last year, and within about a four-week period, and the several big ones already this year, wisdom may be shouting at us in this street square, take care of what God has entrusted to you. Wisdom is shouting to us that if we keep killing people, there are going to be issues down the road, especially if they are unarmed. Jesus knew that serving and teaching people was the way to go. He also knew that his ways and words would scare the powers and they would kill him. But his wisdom was that this was the way, the truth, and the life. And so he continued to love and serve people. He heard the voice crying in the streets and the squares. That's why he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Because he knew that ignorance is not the way to go. And Peter was being very ignorant. Ignorance was not bliss and is not bliss. You know, often we read in the Gospels that Jesus went off by himself to pray. What do you think he was praying about? He was praying for wisdom. Wisdom to discern the way that he must go. He was reflecting on the voices he heard in the streets. The voices that he heard from people coming to him to be healed or touched or cared for. People who were seeking guidance. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That's the way we gain wisdom, by reflecting. And that's the way we find peace. That's how we learn. May God give us the wisdom and the will to listen for the voice of wisdom. Amen.